USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fund set up for the families of the 50 people killed and the scores of people injured by the attacks on two mosques in New Zealand has already raised $3 million. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the suspect, who remains behind bars, alerted authorities right before he went on a shooting rampage.
I was one of more than 30 recipients of a manifesto that was mailed out 9 minutes before the attack took place. It did not include a location. It did not include specific details. I'm advised that within 2 minutes of its receipt in at least my office, it was conveyed directly to parliamentary security.
A national period of mourning now begins in New Zealand. This is USA Radio News.
I know you've heard me talking about the amazing pillows made by MyPillow. Now, the creator, Mike Lindell, is a sleep genius. Everything he creates revolves around making sure you get the best sleep of your life. That's why he created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. The Giza Dream sheet set also includes two full 21-inch pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. When you climb into the bed, it's going to feel like you're sleeping in a five-star resort. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dream sheet special, and use the promo code USA. You'll get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. Don't forget to enter promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com.
In a manifesto, the suspect in the New Zealand shootings wrote, "President Trump is a symbol of renewed white identity." Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on CNN.
His rhetoric doesn't help. And many of these people, whether it was the person who tried to bomb Barack Obama or this murderer in New Zealand, have cited Donald Trump along the way. At the very least, he is dividing people. They are using him as an excuse.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the president on CBS's Face the Nation.
It frustrates me, just as a citizen, that every time something goes wrong around the world now, not just in our country, somehow the President of the United States must be responsible. And that's absurd, and it doesn't help contribute to the dialogue that's necessary to fix these problems.
Ethiopia's transport minister now says preliminary data shows clear similarities between the Ethiopian Airlines crash last weekend and the Lion Air crash in Indonesia in October. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A million pounds of pork has been seized by U.S. Customs. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers do confirm they intercepted about a million pounds of pork that was found in a warehouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey, after coming to the port at Newark. The pork is prohibited as China is currently dealing with an outbreak of African swine fever, a virus that's already killed more than a million pigs in China. And if that virus got loose in the U.S., officials estimate it could cause as much as $10 billion in damage. The smuggled pork is going to be incinerated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the box office.
So, you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain.
Outshining all other movies this weekend at the box office, Captain Marvel comes in at number one, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, total $69 million. At number two, the new animated feature, Wonder Park, at $16 million. The romantic comedy about a couple with cystic fibrosis, 5 feet apart, comes in at number three with $13 million. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, drops down to number four at $9 million. And another sequel from Tyler Perry, A Madea Family Funeral, drops down to number five with $8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.